Welcome to the Divine Style Podcast, where the journey to self-love and spiritual awakening begins. I'm your host, Jolinda Stella, a psychic medium, intuitive life coach, and guide on your path to self-discovery. Here we delve deep into the heart of what it means to truly know and love oneself. I just want to take a moment to thank you for listening. I appreciate you being here and I do it all for you. I get so much pleasure interviewing guests each week. This week, I'm a little bit nervous because I'm going to do something a bit different. I am going to be flying solo. And I wanted to do this because I am super passionate about something that has transformed my life in so many ways, from my work to my home to my wardrobe to my relationships. And it will have an impact on you too, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. It has the power to heal. It has the power to transform. And what I'm talking about is color. Now, recently in the state of Queensland where I live, it has been raining a lot. And what people might not be aware of is that when it's raining, it can affect us, not because of the rain in the sense that we can't get out. I mean, yes, we all get a bit of cabin fever, but being surrounded by all that gray can actually have really depressing effects. In fact, it affects people so much that they even have a depressive disorder named after it, which is called seasonal affective disorder. And it happens at, you know, these certain times of year where gray skies are really prominent, and it can have an effect on our circadian rhythm, which does have an effect on our serotonin levels. And I think it's something to be really aware of because it might creep up on you and you might not notice that it's happening. One thing you can do to combat this is to reach out to friends and family. Make sure you're in contact with loved ones. Another really cool thing you can do is do some arts and crafts, like when we're at school and we got kept in on rainy days. I know for myself, I write poetry, I paint, I play music. So doing things that can help you create or feel like you're being proactive can be really beneficial. Another thing you can do is actually use it as a time of introspection. So you can do some meditation or journaling, and it can make use of a time that, you know, would otherwise be potentially wasted. My professional relationship with color started almost 20 years ago when I became an image consultant. That's where I learned how to teach people the different colors that suited them based on their hair, skin, and eyes. What I found amazing over the years was the stories I heard from clients about working with color and how, you know, they got that job or they got that date. And I remember a client quite vividly. She contacted me because she felt like she was dressing old. In fact, her husband had kind of pointed out that her wardrobe was a little bit dowdy. And yes, it makes me cringe, but when I looked in there, I had to agree with the husband. It was pretty dire in there. And when I sort of inquired with her as to why her wardrobe had sort of become sort of this array of muted, dusty tones, when in the past she told me she wore brighter colors, she said that was what was available in the shops she was going to, which were based around her age. Now, I think you can wear pretty much anything at any age if you feel comfortable in it and you feel beautiful and it brings you joy. I don't tend to ascribe to an age range or a place that you should or shouldn't shop. I think it really comes down to like your personality and how you want to show up. So we got into the shops and she spotted this red leather jacket. And she said to me, "Oh my gosh, I've always wanted to wear something like that." And I was like, "Great, let's get it on you. We'll put it on." And so we went into the change room and her face lit up. She was so happy. And I couldn't believe it was the same woman. I said to her, "I don't understand where this woman was hiding in your wardrobe." And she had this cheeky little grin and she gave me a little wink and said, "You never checked my lingerie drawer." Now, I'm not saying that you all have to go out and buy a red leather jacket. And in fact, I probably would say it wouldn't suit some of you, but that's based more on your personality. And usually we do have an affinity towards certain colors. And what I find interesting is that the colors that we are more likely to like are the colors that are more likely going to suit us. Now, this isn't always the case. Sometimes we have influences from friends, family, or even the shop assistant, and that can kind of put us off course a little bit. But when people sort of tell me that they can't wear a color, I usually say it's not really a blanket rule. So if someone says to me, oh, I can't wear green, I would say, what type of green? Because each color has a relative warmth or coolness. It also can be dusty or it can be clear. And so there would be a green for everyone, just like there would be a red for everyone. And I really want today, when I'm talking about the colors, I really want you to start to create your own relationship with them. And so to begin with, I really want you to think about, what is your favorite color? And as you think about this color, really feel into it. How do you feel in your body when you think of this color? Do you have a sort of a slight smile on your face? Is your heart happy? How does it make you want to show up when you think of that color? Now I want you to think of a color that you don't like. And as you think about this color, notice how your body has shifted. Notice the difference between thinking of something you like to something that you don't like. And what I'd like you to do today is really find the type of color that you're going to like as I talk through the color. So for example, if the color that you didn't like was orange, I want you to think of, if it was an orange, what type of orange would I like to see or feel or look at? So it would be, maybe a sunset or a peach or an apricot. So try to think about how you could actually invoke that color, because I can promise you, once you start creating a relationship with color, it will change your life. It will change the way you see yourself, and it will change the way that you see the world. I'm going to begin by talking about the color red. What I find really amazing is red really is the life blood. It is life. It's associated with the root chakra, and it represents stability, security, and survival. So it's got a really strong connection to the physical body and the earth. From a psychological perspective, red has been studied in terms of human behavior and emotions. It's associated with really strong feelings like passion and love when we think about a red rose. It can also signal danger, or it can be sort of, it's one of those colors that calls for attention, so for a stop sign or a red light. It has an effect to stimulate the autonomic nervous system. So it increases the heart rate and invokes a sense of urgency or excitement. So it's definitely been linked to appetite, which I'm not surprised that a lot of fast food restaurants use red from a marketing perspective to kind of grab attention and create that sense of desire. In terms of healing, it can help with your circulation, your immune system. It really works to anything to do with vitality. So just be aware that if you're wanting to, boost, increase your energy levels, red's a really great color to surround yourself with or to even wear. It's some of the studies they've done on red is that it's a color where waitresses were wearing it and they got more tips. So I used to, when I talk to people about going on dates, I used to say to people to be really cautious of when and where you wear red, because it does stimulate that body, and you're going to be more attractive to the opposite sex. Let me put it that way. I tend not to have favorite colors, but orange has been one of those in the past. I remember at one point my husband telling me, oh my gosh, do not buy another orange thing, because I had so much of it in my wardrobe. Orange is for the sacral chakra. Now, the sacral chakra is located below the navel. It's related to creativity, sexuality, pleasure, and emotional balance. So it does have an effect on the emotional body. It can represent enthusiasm and vitality and to experience life pleasures fully. From a psychological aspect, it's associated with warmth and optimism. And I mean, when we think about orange, it does have that really comforting, nurturing type feeling, that warmth of a fire. It's definitely a playful color, so not necessarily aggressive, and it encourages communication and a sense of community.
I know that some monks, so Tibetan monks, tend to use the color orange, and it's really interesting that they did this because the dye was actually very cheap and accessible. So it wasn't seen as a wealthy color as such. In its healing powers, it is all about creativity, self-expression, and it is associated with that reproductive system. So anything relating to fertility. So if it's not a color you want to wear on the outside, maybe you could wear it as a bit of lingerie underneath, or maybe in a pendant or a piece of jewelry. But it is a really great color to work with in terms of healing. Whenever I think of yellow, it instantly brings a smile to my face. It just reminds me of a field of sunflowers and it makes me happy. It's in terms of the chakra system, it's related to the solar plexus, and the solar plexus governs our self-esteem, our personal power, our confidence, and our sense of self. It's really an intuitive center of the body as well. In terms of the psychological aspects of it, it is about happiness and optimism. It can stimulate and promote positive thinking. Now, yellow, when it's worn too much or it is around you in excess or for long periods of time, what can happen is you can actually get quite frustrated because it does stimulate. So just be mindful. I think that having it, in a bunch of flowers and definitely wearing it in a jumper or in a top, can be really beneficial, but I would keep it sort of to a minimum. Yeah, having too much, you might find that you end up getting frustrated. What's fascinating about this is a lot of fast food restaurants use yellow, and it's kind of to get you to get in and get out. They don't want you hanging around there too long. In terms of its healing properties, it's associated with the digestive system and your metabolism. So it's really about detoxification. It promotes feelings of clarity and mental alertness. And so it can be really good if you do have kind of anxiety or you're going through some kind of nervousness, because it can help you feel more optimistic and empowered. Green is definitely my most favorable color at this time. I find it to be one of the most calming. What's really interesting about green is that it is the easiest color for the eye to see in terms of it actually relaxes the eye muscle. So it's not surprising that green is associated with the heart chakra, and so that's linked to unconditional love, compassion, harmony, and balance. And it really represents growth and renewal and nature. It's definitely a color that helps you to feel more harmonious and in more equilibrium. It can create freshness. It can represent growth and fertility. Abundance, in particular financial abundance. Studies have also shown that going into nature and surrounding yourself in green, whether that be a forest or a park, but anywhere where you're going to have a lot of that green around you, can actually help to relieve depression. I want to mention pink here because pink is also connected to the heart chakra. And what I find really beautiful about pink is it does invoke a lot of compassion, a lot of self-love. When we think of rose quartz in terms of crystals, it does have that really softening effect. In fact, recently I worked on a film where we dressed the prisoners in pink. And what I found really interesting was that there were studies done in different countries that when you put male prisoners in particular in pink, it sort of lowered their testosterone levels. So they were less aggressive and less likely to fight. So maybe they were feeling a little bit more self-love too. Now, blue is a favorite color for the majority of people. And in the chakra system, it's associated with the throat chakra. And this is linked to communication, self-expression, truth, or authenticity. It represents clarity and wisdom and the ability to express oneself honestly. Blue has a very calming effect. It's definitely one of those cool, soothing colors that promotes relaxation and mental clarity. Blue can really help people before tests. So it's been shown that being shown a blue wall or blue coloring can help people relax before they embark on any type of exam or test, which I think is really cool. In terms of its healing powers, It is really about relieving like insomnia. So, because it can promote a more restful sleep, anything to do with the throat or the thyroid gland and the respiratory system. So, knowing all these things, like it's no wonder that blue is sort of used in more healthcare settings and therapeutic environments to promote like relaxation and reduce stress. Another thing with blue is that you might notice that politicians and people like that wear it. It's because they're wanting to be seen as more trustworthy or reliable. So I definitely recommend it for job interviews. It's a really great color to wear if you're wanting to look like, yeah, you're trustworthy. Indigo is such a beautiful, deep, rich color. It falls between blue and violet on the color spectrum, and it's quite a spiritual color. So it's associated with the third eye chakra, and this chakra governs intuition, insight, perception, spiritual awareness. It's where sort of clairvoyance sits. It can help you to heighten your own awareness and your perception, not just in terms of inner wisdom, but also the world around you. It can help you to navigate life's challenges. It can help you to see more clearly. So it's really about that gaining clarity. It also helps you see the unseen. So when you start working with color, this is one of the colors that often shows up first in terms of meditation. So when I work with clients, they'll often tell me that they're seeing like a beautiful deep purple and they can't quite describe it. So it's that real deep purpley blue. It can really help with enhanced memory and learning abilities, and it can help with problem solving. So from a healing modality, it's going to work with anything to do with the brain, the pineal gland, and it's really about opening up your mind to new ideas. Violet, which is associated with the crown chakra, is one of the most spiritual colors in many cultures. It's considered a sacred color. In terms of royalty, it was used because it was a rare color, so it symbolized wealth. It also symbolizes enlightenment and awakening. Obviously, the crown chakra is our connection to divine and higher consciousness. And from a psychological perspective, it really does boost creativity and imagination. It can help you to kind of feel into magic, which I love. And it's also about non-conformity. Its healing powers are really about the brain, the nervous system, emotional balance, connection to higher realms. It can alleviate feelings of depression by connecting you to a sort of a higher spiritual power. Purple is great when you're doing artistic or spiritual pursuits. So whenever you can wear purple in those arenas, it's really going to help you to connect on a deeper level. People inevitably always ask me about black and white. I don't necessarily consider them colors. I see that white is the reflection of all the colors, and black is the absorption of all the colors. I mean, one of the main ways black is used is in terms of mourning and grief. I think it's very much been associated with funerals and sort of remembrance and things like that. It does hold a lot of mystery and intrigue, and it's used a lot in film, and it sort of creates suspense and drama. It's also, I guess, quite an elegant color. It's used a lot in fashion. It's one of those sort of staple colors that they sort of say you should have in your wardrobe. And it can be like part of that alternative lifestyle, you know, where people tend to kind of go all goth or wearing like head to toe black in terms of metal and things like that. What I find really interesting is not everybody suits black either. So black is a color that can actually make you look older and increase the visual depth of wrinkles. So I often say if you wear a lot of black, try to wear it a little bit away from your face and maybe increase, you know, some of the other colors you're wearing in terms of accessories or a brighter lip color or sort of enhancing your eye color so that you kind of counteract some of the other negative shading that black can create. And when it comes to white is associated with purity and innocence, or used in weddings. It's really about clarity and transparency. And so white is, gosh, I'm just thinking of a swan, but it's so beautiful because it's calm and relaxing. It's definitely used in purification and meditation rituals. One of the first things whenever I do a meditation is have that beautiful white light coming down from the top of my head, out the bottom of my feet. So white is really about that spirituality and enlightenment and transcendence. It can help to reach spiritual purity and a higher consciousness. For far too long, colors have been used to separate and divide us in terms of flag and culture and continent. And I feel like there is so much beauty in diversity. And I think if we can celebrate those differences, we can then turn color into something that helps you to create, heal, and unite. Notice the colors around you, feel their energy, and let them guide you towards new understanding about yourself and the world around you. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love your help in spreading the word and extending this out to more people. If there is a family member or a loved one that you think would benefit, please share this with them. Thank you so much for listening today.
As we end today's episode of the Divine Style Podcast, I extend my deepest gratitude for your presence and openness on this journey of self-love, self-discovery, and spiritual growth. Farewell for now, and may your journey inward bring you the self-love you seek.